Xin chào.
안녕하세요.
สวัสดีค่ะ.
สบายดี. 你好.
Good day.
明天来吧.
¿Cómo está acá?
Hey everybody, welcome to Dragon Radio. My name is Tony Reno, I'm your host. This is Dragon Radio 44, and it's a special Dragon Radio because I'm not alone. I'm here with Chris B from the Underground HK. Say hi, Chris.
Hello.
She's in here, and she's gracing us with her presence. She's going to play some great music for us. She's the guest DJ. We're going to hear music from four local Hong Kong artists, Anthony Wong, Joey Tang, Gloria, and someone named Chris B. So we'll get to all that in good time. Thank you for coming here.
Thank you for inviting me.
And I want to start off by talking a little bit about your project. And one of the reasons I asked you to come on the show is you run Underground HK. And Underground HK, I feel, does a great service to the Hong Kong music industry and scene. And the most useful thing that the Underground is good for is finding these bands that nobody's ever heard of. How do you go about finding the bands that are actually playing in the Underground?
Well, I mean, it started over 2 years ago, and we just rung up a few bands and said, do you want to come and play? Because we want to play a gig, and we can only play half an hour and a new band then. And they said, sure. And then it kind of rolled like a
snowball running.
Yes,
down
a snowball. Yeah, yeah. And suddenly I was like, oh, let's make a website. Oh, let's make a logo. Let's, you know, and it kind of, and bands are really into it because there's not many places for bands to play here. You know, the chance to like, yeah, if you've got a 3-hour set and you play loads of covers, sure. But if you're a new band crafting new songs and writing music, half an hour, no one's going to let you play. So they love the idea of the Underground. And, you know, we try and expose bars. We show bars that there's a market. Mm-hmm. You know, for indie music, local music, like, go and try it. You know, we say, well, you know, do a try on every bar that we've put Underground in. They're always really happy. So, you know, it's a win-win for everyone. Bands get a chance to play in different places. Fans like yourselves can go and see bands and, you know, different bands and go, oh, my God, there is a music scene in Hong Kong. You know, like it's
and how do you feel the music scene is in Hong Kong compared to Singapore, let's say Tokyo, Seoul, some of the other bigger cities in the area, Taipei?
Oh,
honestly.
I think it's growing. I mean, you know, they call Hong Kong a world city, right? Yeah. But that's financially speaking. It's not in the arts or the music. And you know, when I go to other places like the States or England or Europe, you know, like, you can go and see bands every night, right? And you don't have to pay a fortune. And there's, you know, there's loads of music. And I want that for Hong Kong.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it might. I mean, it's on a par now with Singapore. And it's getting better. It is getting better. Like we send out a newsletter. If you sign up at theundergroundhk.com. We send out not just about our gigs, we also send out all the gigs happening in Hong Kong, all the indie gigs.
Okay.
And you know, in 1 month there's like 8 to 10 gigs happening, which is not bad for a little city called Hong Kong.
Well, when I first came to Hong Kong, the thing that struck me, and actually it turned me on to DJ and house music and stuff like that, it dawned on me that the reason it's like that is because real estate is expensive here. So to have a pub and put a DJ section in is like, what, maybe 5 or 10 square feet? But to put a full stage on there, we're talking about 100, 200 square feet. So it seems to still be a dollars and cents issue. And we both know a lot of bands here just can't afford to play. In Hong Kong, do bands generally get paid to play?
Generally, I would say no. Yeah, I mean, unless you're a cover band and you're hired by a place. But no, there's usually a nominal payment. Yeah, and you know, like some sort of, like, yeah, nominal
free
payment.
Free beer.
Yeah, they seem to like that a lot.
Everybody,
you know,
likes free beer.
Yeah. And there is a chance. I mean, because I do what I do, and I'm in a band, and I help out on other events. if there are opportunities for bands to play where they get paid, mm-hmm. I know which bands to recommend. Okay. So a lot of people will come to me and go, oh, we're looking for, you know, like not so very heavy band, but we don't mind original. Mm-hmm. And then I know who to recommend. And, you know, I've helped a few bands make a bit of pocket money towards their recording or whatever.
Okay, yeah. And is there a lot of recording going on in the city as well?
Oh, yeah. At the moment, it's like this year is the year for recording. There must be about 10 bands recording right this minute, perhaps, even.
Yeah. I bet right now it's a little after working hours, and it's probably rolling into the studio right now and getting the coffee before laying down the solo track. Just a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in Hong Kong?
I was born here, so I've been here forever.
Forever. And plan on staying forever as well.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And how many bands have you been in and are currently in?
Oh, I've been in quite a few, actually. I'm currently in Guitars and Panties, Thinking Out Loud, and Flowers of Babylon.
Okay.
And my one of my most famous previous bands, I think you've played one of our tracks.
I did.
Yeah, Sisters of Sharon. Uh-huh. Yeah, so, yeah.
It's Guitars and Panties, a great name for a band. Not only as a man do I think it's a great name for a band, but, yeah, it's very catchy. When you say that, people are like, whoa, they give you that look like, I got to check that band out. Kind of like the Shotgun Sheeras. I don't know if you've heard them play, that's a name that you're like, I got to go see that. Like, what do they do? You've got some music here, all Hong Kong artists. I really appreciate you focusing on staying on Hong Kong. When I invited you, I said you could bring whatever you want, but I'm glad you stuck to Hong Kong. We're going to hear some music now from an actor, right? Can you tell us about Anthony Wong?
Anthony Wong Tao Sung. He's actually, when I showed you his CV.
Yeah, I'm like, I know that guy.
The first time I saw him in a movie, he was the Cha Siu Bao murderer. Mm. So then I met him and I was a bit intimidated, but he's a lovely guy. And I mean, music is probably his secondary passion, but it's quite, if you listen, this is his first album, which was released in 96, mm-hmm. and then his second one was called Bad Taste. He's, you know, he's definitely not going to be mainstream. He's like, he swears, he has different styles, he sings about what he feels, you know, there's no censorship there of Anthony, and I quite like him, and actually the producer who made the album, who like worked with him on this, is a good friend of mine, Edmund, okay. used to be from a band called Huh? And I just like it. I like more quirky music, to
and
be
what's
honest.
The track called?
The English is Underdog Rock.
Underdog Rock. Okay, this is Underdog Rock from Anthony Wong on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. that was Anthony Wong and his song, what was it, Underground Hong Kong or something like that? I even forget.
Underdog Rock.
Underdog Rock. Anthony Wong, actor. I think he's a chef, singer now. I didn't even know he sang, but it's very common in Hong Kong for movie stars or supermodels to become singers, or vice versa, singers to become actors and supermodels. So it's a weird industry here in Hong Kong. Let's talk about that for a second. The Hong Kong entertainment industry. Strange or not strange?
It's strange.
That's another thing that surprised me about Hong Kong is the whole amalgamation and people just jumping from ship to ship. Have you ever seen anybody successfully do that?
What, to jump from like a music career to an acting career? I don't know, they all seem to do that here. Yeah. I mean, if you suddenly get success, you know, with your Canto Pop release, mm-hmm. suddenly you're in the next film, you know. I mean, like Andy Lau, mm-hmm. he's, you know, both actor, mm-hmm. singer, twins.
The
twins. it's quite, I don't know, because it doesn't really work in the Western world, does it?
No, it comes to mind one band, Krusty. The girl band Krusty. They're like the twins and the cookies, but the name Krusty just wouldn't fly in like the Western music scene, would it? Maybe for a hardcore band. That'd be a cool name, but these are sweet girls like that. Have you traveled to other places in Asia and gone and see live shows in, like, say, KL or Singapore or Taiwan? Have you been to some of these different venues?
Yeah, in KL and in Singapore. No, I blew my chance. I've been trying to get to Spring Scream for years, you know.
Have you been to Fuji?
No, have you?
No, not yet. I want to go to Fuji. Spring Scream is in Taiwan. Let's go through these. Beijing has the MIDI Festival. Mm. Anything in Singapore?
No, not really.
Okay, well, that's one thing Hong Kong has. Hong Kong has Rocket.
Yeah.
They don't feature as many local or regional artists as I think they should. But yeah, there are a lot of music festivals out here. So if you're in the Asian area, please come out and see some of these shows. And if you need information, you can check out my website, dragonradio.hk, or Chris's website, undergroundhk.com. One word, undergroundhk, right?
Yeah.
And you can also get to Chris's site. I have a link on my website to her website, so you'll be able to get there as well. Let's move on to the next track. We've got Joey Tang. It's a local artist again. I don't think this guy's an actor or a chef or anything like that. Is he?
I think he's a regular musician.
Regular musician, guitar player, correct?
Guitar player. He's been around for a while, I would say a long time. And he's, maybe he'd love this, but I'd consider him sort of like the Jeff Beck of Hong Kong. His guitar playing is really good. He's actually played on a lot of probably the Canto Pop artists we've mentioned, albums, and he's also released many albums on his own. And like this album in particular, which is called Lost Property, he's worked with people like Pixel Toy and Alok, and you know, it's kind of nice.
Okay, yeah, we played Pixel Toy and Alok on this show as well. So let's listen to this song by Joey Tang here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk.
wearing on your Nike. Because in full goodbye long line. 你笑下我，我笑下你。
Okay, that's music from Joey Tang, Hong Kong guitar player, Hong Kong's Jeff Beck, right here on Dragon Radio. We're here with Chris B from UndergroundHK.com. UndergroundHK.com is a local website organization promoting live music in Hong Kong, live original music in Hong Kong. Do you ever go into jazz or anything like that, or is it just live original rock music?
No, we wouldn't, strangle the creativity. I mean, we've just said as long as you play at least 80% of your songs are original, like if you're going to play five songs, make sure four of them you've written, you can play any style. And I think that a jazz band actually has applied to play underground. Okay. They'll be playing.
And you turn them down?
No. Okay. No, I let them in. You know, and in fact, any language. I mean, of course, mostly good. It's English or Cantonese. Mm-hmm. But if, you know, we've had a Mandarin band, so what? Mm-hmm. You know, if you know. And actually, I was trying to work with a band from Kuala Lumpur who want to come out and come and play some stuff. You know, that's okay.
It's not the Ugly Men, is it?
No. They're okay. Called Sky Juice Coffee. Sky Juice Coffee.
Okay, I haven't heard of them, but hopefully we'll hear from them soon. Yeah. Any hip-hop in the underground?
No, we haven't had any. Oh, I've had a solo artist, but I don't quite know. Like, I don't know. Okay. I mean, I'm into, like, someone playing music on their own and singing, or just even... we've had instrumentalists, electronic artists who come in and play really weird...
They play their iPods or something like that.
Well, they make it look more complicated than that.
they really are. Hit the play button. They kind of stand there and, like, press a few keys, make it look like they're busy.
They hold things up and hit them and stuff like that, you know. Okay. And it's rather surreal, yeah. Okay. Yellow Crystal. They were two guys, but I think they had not an iPod, but they had a computer and weird things, and it was very surreal. But if people want to create music like that, you know, they are welcome to come on underground and do it, because we don't want to stifle creativity.
You don't have to name names, but I guess, like, are there bands advancing to the next level because you gave them their opportunity to play and somebody saw them and maybe they got into another festival?
God, I hope so.
But none that you have known of so far.
I have noticed, like, because sometimes we, like non-musicians, people like yourselves, will write back and go, wow, that last underground was great. That band, da-da-da-da, were excellent. And then I see that the band, I saw them myself and thought they were excellent, but other people do, and they go on and play more gigs and do other stuff. But, you know, whether they say it's the underground, that would be lovely, wouldn't
it? Well, actually, I saw Dai Tao Fat. At one of your shows, and I approached them after they got off stage, and I got their card and got some of the music, and I played them on their show. So I guess, like I said earlier in the show, I think you're really doing a service to the industry here by looking and, you know, lifting up rocks and finding these bands under the rock and bringing them out and shedding some light on them. What's the future of the underground? What do you have planned besides what you're doing now? How will you expand on it?
We'd like to do more shows, but I think I was happiest when it was two or three a month. just because there are lots of bands still waiting to play, to be honest, and then some of the bands I want to bring back, because part of the underground thing for bands as a musician, we need the experience, we need to keep playing, and
sure.
That's why I have it in different venues as well, so the bands get experience playing to, you know, maybe a slightly different audience, but definitely in different stage, different equipment, different, you know, it's just different, and it's fun, to be honest. No one wants to play the same venue every time they play a gig.
Sure.
And we're, you know, an exclusive for Dragon Radio. We're thinking of a underground compilation CD to be released in 2007. So.
Oh, awesome. That would be really good. So people can actually, outside of Hong Kong, can get a feel for what the underground music scene's like.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, we're also launching at the end of August. We're going to have charts on the underground site. So you can actually, listen. You can go and listen to some of the bands, because a lot of people, they enjoy the reviews we write and the photos, but they're like, what do the bands sound like? What do they sound like? So I've been working with a guy who owns mp3.com.hk.
Oh, okay.
And we're kind of joined together to promote Hong Kong music. That site's exclusively for Hong Kong bands.
Okay, I'll have to check it out, mp3.com.hk.
Yeah. So like I say, last week at Underground, number 31, we had Innisfall in play. And, you know, you might read the review and think, oh, they sound interesting. And you can actually click and hear their song easily, all from one page. Just trying to make it easier for the listeners and for people to discover Hong Kong music.
Are you getting a lot of local press or press outside of Hong Kong?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we had a few months ago, we had a girl from Australia. She did her university, one of her, what are they
her
called?
Thesis?
Her thesis.
On you?
No, not me, but on Underground.
Okay.
And I think she covered me and Audio Traffic and a couple of bands she came and filmed at that particular Underground. Lazy Susan was one of them. So, people do get, you know.
Well, how did she complete her thesis without interviewing Dragon Radio?
I don't know.
It's not going to be a very good paper, I think. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, let's keep going with the music. Let's go to an artist called Gloria. Can you tell us about Gloria?
You remember I said with Anthony Wong Chao Sang that he was produced by a friend of mine called Edmund.
Yeah.
Gloria is a discovery by Edmund, and he very happily produced and did all the work behind Gloria's vocals. I just think she's got a cute voice. And, I just thought it might be fun. It's in Mandarin, so I have no idea what she's singing about.
Okay, me neither. I haven't finished my classes yet, my Mandarin classes. This is a song called Day by Gloria here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk.
Mission.
Okay, that was Gloria and her song Day from her CD release called Good Morning Gloria. Looks like a brand new CD. When did this come out? 2003 on Asterisk Music.
it's nice packaging, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually quite nice. Very red. It's a very red CD. We're here with Chris B from undergroundhk.com, Hong Kong's only underground. And I'd like to thank you for coming on the show today. We're going to finish up the show with a song by you, of course. And you can tell us a little bit about that song. But thank you for coming. And maybe I should do, is there anybody you want to say hi to?
No, that's very cheesy, isn't it?
Like
the Oscars, I'd like to thank.
Well, what about the other people at the underground? How many people are actually working on the underground?
That's a great question. Now I've got Yan doing MCing. Cliff is the doorman. He's my brother, actually. I've got Manek, who helps out. Willem, who takes all those fabulous photos. And who else? Shelley, who designs our posters. Yeah, without them, Underground wouldn't be as professional and as good-looking as you see it today.
It is very professional and good-looking, so we do need to thank them. I'm glad I brought it up, actually. Not so cheesy after all, is it?
They won't shoot me.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be pretty happy to hear us. Okay, let's finish the show off. We've got a song now from you, Chris B, and a guy called Mike DeBus.
Yeah.
And he's German. Tell me a little bit about this song.
This song is nothing like I do in any of my bands or normally. It's I wouldn't play this to my mother, bless her, because we call it in English YMD, but in Cantonese it's called, can I tell them?
Yeah, no
problem. Well, they're going to hear it, aren't
exactly.
they? Yao Mo Dai Ma. And it is just a fun track because these German guys, they asked me, how do you say, they kept asking me all these things. How do you say this in Cantonese? How do you say that? And then one day they went, how do you say marijuana? And I said, oh, Dai Ma. And, oh, you should have heard them. They're just laughing, going, Dai Ma, Dai Ma, in a German accent. And then they,
is that on the song, them saying it?
No, it's just me. And then they went, well, you've got to rap about Daimar, you know? And I said, all right, I'll do my best. It's a fun song. You know, when people hear it, they kind of go, huh? So I hope maybe your listeners who speak Cantonese will also appreciate it.
Okay, great. Well, this is Chris B singing about marijuana, not smoking it, just singing about it, okay? Don't get it wrong. Chris B and Mike D. And this is their song called YMD, Yamo Daima. Thank you very much, Chris, for coming in. And Dragon Radio listeners, have a good week.
sick. Lang Tai Lei Yao Mo Dai Ma. Wait, Lang Tai Lei Yao Mo Dai Ma. I'm not going to talk to you. It's really good. I'm not going to talk to you. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Sick Dai Ma.
So high. Do
you know? Do you know? I want to eat Dai Ma. Hey, young man.
我想吃大麻。